You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Yeah, give it to me right off the top, baby. Right off the top. Good to be back, man. I don't know if I should have come back. The Astros are doing just fine without me here, Seth Payne. How are you, man?
Yeah, I was worried about it yesterday. The Astros had a nice two-game win streak going versus the Dodgers. But Sean Pendergast is back in town.
Yeah.
Fresh off of his Jamaican excursion.
Burnt, fried to a crisp.
Yeah. Oh, were you really?
Oh, yeah, but you can probably tell on the YouTube. I'm a little red.
Yeah, you're red as hell.
But I feel good, man. I feel good.
How the hell do you go to Jamaica and not be conscious of the
situation? Dude, I slathered myself in SPF 50. I promise you. I took every precaution.
Yeah.
But sometimes that sun is just a little too strong.
That was so much fun. And actually, yesterday, I was kind of grateful that it was a close game. Somewhat in peril. Although the Astros are now, I don't want to say it wrong. Are they 44-2 when leading by one run after the seventh inning?
I don't know.
It's an absurd stat, whatever it is.
That passes the feel test. It does feel like they are just money in late innings. Because we've got something to contrast it to. At the beginning of last season, not this season, but last season, they couldn't hold a lead in games, it felt like. It feels like now, man, if they're up like they were yesterday. You're right. This thing was a close game for a while. It was 1-1. And then Yainer Diaz hits a home run, and Jose Altuve hits a home run. I know I'm missing a home run. Oh, Christian Walker hit a home run. There are a bunch of solo home runs in this whole thing. It gets to be 4-1, and I'm like, nah, they got this. Even Brian King came in yesterday and did the job.
They're 43-2 when leading after the seventh inning.
That's a crazy number.
That's how freaking good they are.
Yep.
And the all these one-run games that they've won – or that they've won by one margin. It's not flukish. It's not just luck. It's that the bullpen is so damn good, and they've gotten to be pretty good situational hitters. Even with couldn't hit a grand slam yesterday, but got a clutch walk by Zach Short.
Yeah, that's right.
Zach Short, Sean, I would have struck out four times on all of those. It was an 0-2 count, and Zach Short gets up there and was watching some really good pitches go foul or go the fourth one was crazy.
Yeah.
So good job, Zach Short. And I had to, the Fox broadcast on Saturday was insufferable because they would not shut up about all of the Dodgers injuries. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Do you know who's in that exact same boat? The Astros with Zach Short. Ryan Gusto's on the mound yesterday.
Gusto?
Tell me exactly what you predicted for Ryan Gusto at the beginning of this season. My God.
Well, I'm sure Joe Davis, I'm assuming it was Joe Davis and Smoltz doing the game on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah. And Zach Short. I mean, I jotted down the names. Cooper Hummel is coming up big at times for this team. Taylor Trammell is in there playing center field. because Jake Meyers has a calf strain, and he's making Gold Glove catches late in the game to preserve the lead. Like it is. I mean, like Joe Espada has got to be the runaway leader for AL Manager of the Year right now. He's just got to be
100%.
He's got to be. They're 20 games over 500 right now.
You know, it's still there's still so much of it that just doesn't make sense. By the way, the stat was they were 42-2 when leading after the seventh inning. Okay. So now they're 43-2.
43-2 now, yeah.
By leading my after the seventh inning.
Yep.
But now it's starting to. It's making more sense now that we've seen it, where, all right, the recipe is get some situational hitting in clutch moments, but by God, your bullpen is going to keep you in these games.
Yeah.
So we've seen it, but it's still, it doesn't make any sense that Zach Short shows up and plays the best he's ever played in Los Angeles.
It doesn't make any sense that they're
Cooper
this
good. Cooper Hummel showing up and doing the things he's done.
It would make sense if they're one of these teams that's in the mix, that they're leading the division by a game maybe. They're leading the division by seven games right now. And this is a division they were trailing by three or four games like a month ago. They're doing the same thing they did last year in June and July. It's just they didn't dig themselves nearly as big a hole to start the season as they did. You know, they were 18-18 through 36 this year. They were 12-24 through 36 last year. You know,
the performance against the NL division leaders has been the most incredible thing, because you've seen them. They lost one game combined in nine games with the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They've basically won the NL pennant.
That's right.
Over the course of the last couple of weeks. They just destroyed them.
Yeah.
They went 8-1 versus the NL division leaders.
Well,
the Dodgers are the best offense in baseball. Yeah. Tell me about your injured pitchers all you want.
Yeah.
You guys have scored more runs than anybody else. Even after your miserable performance in these last three games, you're still the league run leaders.
I like that they did it multiple ways against the three teams. You know, the Philly series, I mean, we were joking about that. Like, that was, it's like watching three soccer games. It was 1-0, 2-1, and 2-0 in those games. I mean, they went to LA and they just took their lunch money, man. Like that, the best part where that whole game is going to get an acknowledge me in about an hour and 14 minutes. The best part was the Dodger fans had to sit there for their 4th of July fireworks. Like that was the 4th of July game. They wanted to watch their fireworks, Seth. And if they wanted to stay to watch the fireworks, they had to sit there and watch. It was like watching a family member get beat over the head with a blackjack for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was exactly like going to Disney World. You have to, it's the only part you enjoy as an adult the entire day is the actual fireworks at the end, but you got to sit through your sweat-soaked underwear and $487 lunches and everything else.
Yes, it's true. It was Disney World, yes.
But now we get those fireworks. Yay!
Yeah.
And again, I cannot see. I have the LA Times for a month. I had to get a $1 subscription.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. Why? What was the other LA thing going on? Anyway. They won't shut up about the beleaguered starters
Dodgers,
who are all on the edge. Okay. Don't act like the Astros weren't hurt because of it.
Right.
You're telling me that the ball that Zach Short couldn't reel in on Saturday, that Jeremy Peña wouldn't have made a play on that. You know, Cooper Hummel in left field, like he's got some dicey moments. Of course, well, that's tricky. Outfielders have some dicey moments out there too.
Left field's just dicey.
Jake, with Jake being gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, no, Hummel tried to make that play on Mookie Betts on Saturday, and it snuck past him. That's one where... and then it felt like he was hesitant after all of that. Like he actually, he hurt you in left field a couple times in this series, but it didn't matter because these guys are just performing way above and beyond what your expectations.
Well, they're resilient too. Like the two games Saturday and Sunday, the Dodgers scored first in both those games and the Astros immediately scored the next inning. You know, the Dodgers put two on the board on Saturday and the Astros immediately respond with four runs the next frame. And then yesterday, the Dodgers take an early 1-0 lead. And the Astros come back and tie the game at one in the next inning. So they're just a real solid baseball team right now. They're 55-35, 7-game lead in the division. And let's hope I don't blow this thing by coming home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When did you get home?
Sunday.
What time?
Afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like during the game?
Yeah.
So when the game started, were you not in U.S. airspace?
I don't know. I wasn't looking. I didn't have the map open. I'm not sure. You know, that's.
Are you buying into this whole raw dogging trend on airplanes? Do you sit there and just stare straight ahead?
No, not at all. I actually had I watched Top Gun Maverick. I stared straight ahead at a screen watching Top Gun Maverick. So.
I heard it's good.
It's really good. It's good in the theater.
Is it really good? I'm so reluctant and hesitant to go see it. I don't know why. I bet it's really good.
It's
in the theater.
It's the movie that got people back into the movie theaters back during COVID. Remember, like Top Gun Maverick was like this for the movie theaters was like this godsend because nobody was going to the movies during COVID. Once you were allowed back, people weren't going to the movies. And then Top Gun Maverick came out. And it was hailed as the return to the movie. I don't know if it's resulted in, you know, it's been 4 years now, but yeah. So I don't know, to answer your question, I don't know whose airspace. I know it's going to come as a surprise to you. I don't know whose airspace I was in at the time the game was being played.
You missed a hell of a good time, Sean.
Yeah.
That was the most fun I've had watching baseball probably for an entire weekend because it was a holiday too.
It's the Dodgers. So, Fourth of July.
Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun.
It was so good. It was good. So Cleveland coming to town now. Cleveland's lost 10 in a row. I had not realized they're that bad. They've lost 10 in a row, and they've scored. If my Cleveland colleagues, I listened in this morning just to get a little preview of this series we got coming up this week with the Guardians. They've scored 15 runs in 10 games.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
We did that in like 4 innings against the Dodgers Friday.
You can't let overconfidence creep in.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
I'm reading that Belichick book, you know, and that's one thing that it was not a surprise to me, talking about the difficulty of keeping guys motivated and keeping them sharp when things are going well. Spot has got to go into the showers and throw a bunch of baseball bats on the floor and tell everybody they're bums.
Tell them they're lollygaggers. That's the word to use. Are you still doing audio version of the book?
I'm listening to it. Yeah. Okay, so everybody listen. I really like the book so far, but it's a slow build, man.
Slow build.
It's Bill Belichick reading it himself. So you got to put it at 1.5 speed. And the first couple chapters, I'm like, what are we even doing here? Tell me some stories, Bill. Yeah. But he loosens up. He loosens up, and it gets really good. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
I finished it. Yeah,
you did.
It's an audiobook. I don't know. What am I?
How long is it? I've never listened to an audiobook. How long does the normal audiobook take to listen to?
I think for a shorter one like this, which is, you know, it's kind of, they're trying to figure out, it's kind of like a business advice book mixed with a coaching memoir.
Yeah.
That part annoys me.
Yeah.
But I think it was about 8 hours of listen time.
Okay.
Like some of the big long novels will be like 40 hours.
It's a lot of time to spend. A lot of time to spend with Belichick. 8 hours.
I know. Oh, I know. But yeah, I was fully indoctrinated by the end of it. I was like, oh, I'll work for $20,000, Bill.
Do your job.
Do whatever. I'll do that whole, the 2020 club, yeah. They call it 20 hours a day, $20,000 a year. That's a price, that's an introductory get-in price if you want to make it as a young Belichick staffer.
Wait for our next Casario interview for you to drop all this Belichick book stuff on him.
The 2020 club,
you think Casario was a 2020 club guy back in the day?
100. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's his reputation amongst league executives who are already workaholics.
Yeah.
That he is just a nose to the grindstone. Don't put your head up. Just keep working.
Yep.
20 hours a day, $20,000 a year.
Oh.
These damn, I'll tell you what. Kids ask me, like, hey, how do I get into football? And I was like, just go. You got to volunteer to work for free a bunch.
That's it.
And walk into the football office, ask if there's anything you can do for me. And just don't start agitating that you need to be consulted on the X's and O's.
That's exactly right. Live at the poverty level and view it as an investment. That's all you can do. All right, we got a lot to get to, man. The Astros had a few guys make the All-Star team. We got to stick with this Dodgers series for a minute. Oral Hershiser. A lot of people got upset with Oral Hershiser this weekend. Okay, this is what I want to ask you, Seth, and we'll do this in the next segment.
We're going to beat down a nerd.
How should we be, at this stage, 8 years after the sign-stealing scandal, how should we be reacting to guys like Oral Hershiser? We'll discuss that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.